I'm Brian Barrett, back here on News Radio WGNS, and welcoming in the head basketball coach, boys style, from the Riverdale Warriors, and that is Michael Voss. Michael, going to tell us about a really cool event coming up here on October 22nd, an alumni game. Michael, thanks for being here with us, and tell us about what's coming up on October 22nd.
Yeah, well, what we're going to do is, really with the success of the alumni football game that we had in June, we saw a great opportunity to get some of our alumni back into the fold. And so what we're having is we're having an alumni basketball game on the 22nd between Riverdale and Oakland. It's going to start at 6 o'clock over here. Tickets are going to be $10, and it's going to be a great event, I think, for the community. And really and truthfully, what it is for us is it's a great chance for us to get our players, our current players, around some former players that they may have never met before, and really and truthfully, with this being my second year and Coach Kaufman's second year, we're trying to get the alumni back into the fold and on board with us so that we can use them as a great resource.
So this is going to be a girls game at 6, boys game to follow right after that, right?
Yeah, that's the plan. That's the plan as of right now, is we're going to do both a separate girls and guys game.
Well, that's going to be really neat to see how all of that comes together. And it's going to be with Oakland. Is the plan maybe for Oakland to host this thing next year? How does that work?
Yeah, we're planning on this being an annual event. And you know, I was in a bunch of discussion with Coach Bond and Coach Grant's staff and Coach Kaufman about how we wanted to do this. And we're going to look to make it an annual event. And really what we want to do is use it as a kickoff for basketball season. Because I think one of the things that you've got is just a great opportunity to get out and showcase some of your players, get people involved in your program. You know, we're going to be selling season tickets and that kind of thing at the game that night. So it's going to be a great way to just kick off the basketball season every year from now on for us.
And, you know, you look back over the history, you've got some really great players on both the girls and boys teams that I'm sure would love the opportunity to put on their school colors again. And I think they enjoy it as much as you all putting it together and getting the alumni back in the fold, as you say.
Well, I think based on when you look at the success of the football game again, you know, I think that it's a great opportunity for them to get out and kind of showcase some things. You know, they don't get opportunities like this very often. Once you get out of school, you know, one of the things that sometimes you don't have is you don't have opportunities to compete like you did in high school. And so it'll be a great opportunity for these guys to get out and play against some old rivals. You know, we've got the quarters coming back. I've got about 3 or 4 phone calls I've got to return from people that are wanting to sign up. So from the guy's side and from the girl's side, you know, from the girl's side, we've got 2 of the Lanning sisters will be back to play. So it is going to be a great event, a great night for those guys.
And that's, again, on October 22nd, girls game at 6 with the boys game to follow at Johnny Parsley Memorial Gymnasium. What do you need to do to get tickets there, Michael?
Well, you can buy them at the gate, obviously. They're going to be $10. And you can also go to each school and buy tickets. Coach Vaughn and Coach Grandstaff have got some tickets to sell. And any tickets that you buy at the school keeps all that money. The way we're going to work it is basically they got 200 tickets to sell and we've got 200 tickets to pre-sell. So any money spent at those schools is going to be kept, and then each year, basically, whichever school is hosting the game is going to be the school that keeps the proceeds from the gate. So that's kind of how we're doing it. That way, next year, Oakland's got a great opportunity to fundraise and make some money for their program.
And like you said, the biggest thing is just to get some excitement around basketball and the start of the season, which by October 22nd, you're less than a month away.
Oh, yeah. I mean, our first game this year is on November the 15th at Walker Valley. So you're really talking about 3 weeks after this game takes place, we're going to be teeing it up. We don't get to start practice until October 31st, so we've got a limited time that we can get ready for games. But at the same time, you know, we've been conditioning. We've been playing in open gyms. We've been doing the things that we've got to do to get ready for the season. And like I said, this is going to be just a great kickoff event to get into practice and get into our season.
Michael, it sounds like a fun event. I know that you and Coach Kaufman have worked really hard along with Coach Grandstaff and Coach Bond to make this happen. And, you know, getting that first thing, first ever event off the ground is a challenge. But, you know, I think we'll be able to look back over the history of this. And when we're talking about it 10 years from now, we'll see that there was a good firm foundation laid there.
Well, I appreciate it. It has been challenging to get off of the ground. You know, one of the things we want to make sure and do is anybody that wants to play in it, the requirement for alumni to play is you have to have graduated 5 years prior. So the first class this year that's eligible is the 2011 class. But if anybody is interested in playing or wants to play, they can contact me. The easiest way is by email. It's BossM, B-O-S-S-M, at rcschools.net. That's just the easiest way to get in touch with me, and I can email you a form that we need you to fill out that's got everything that you need to know on it. Or, you know, you can get in touch with me at school as well.
Sounds like a plan, Michael. I appreciate you spending some time with us, and good luck. Looking forward to seeing some old Patriots and old Warriors out for that night. It's going to be fun.
We're looking forward to it. Thank you for having me on, Brian.
Michael Voss joining us here. I'm Brian Barrett. We'll be back with more conversation in just a moment as we continue here on News Radio WGNS.